An essential guide to diet and physical activity. Approximate recording time, 30 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. What's in this audio booklet? Having a stem cell transplant is a life-changing event. Dealing with the treatment and its impact on your everyday life can be a challenge, but being active, eating well, and looking after yourself can help with your recovery. All the tips in this audio booklet are based on things that other patients and health professionals have told us can be useful. This is a general guide, and the care people need after their transplant varies. How you feel will change before, during, and after your transplant. Speak to your transplant team about what to expect and look out for in your particular situation. Chapter 1, Eating Well. Your team will give you advice about eating and drinking before your transplant. Try and maintain your weight and eat well if you have an appetite. If you are struggling to eat enough calories and maintain a healthy weight, it can affect your general health. Simple things like eating little and often or boosting meals with protein or calorie-rich ingredients could make a big difference.
The nausea is overwhelming, but if I could eat something before I took my tablets or even just have a glass of milk, it really helped.
Joanna, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. In the early days after your transplant, you might not feel like doing much at all. Eating and drinking may be difficult, but it is an important part of the process. It will gradually get better. During the transplant and recovery stage, your body needs more nutrients to rebuild and repair cells and tissue and to develop new ones. Your weight will be monitored by your medical team regularly. Your dietitian will support you with getting enough nutrients. What is a dietitian? A dietitian is a health professional who can assess, diagnose, and treat dietary and nutritional problems. If you need any support with eating or drinking, your transplant team should refer you to a dietitian, or you could ask to be referred yourself. You might need supplement drinks or tube or vein feeding. This means you will either have liquid food fed directly into your stomach, nasogastric tube feeding, or directly into your vein, parenteral nutrition. Side effects during early recovery can make it difficult to eat and drink. For example, feeling and being sick, having a sore mouth, diarrhea, that's runny poo, or lack of appetite. We've suggested some basic tips that can help in the next chapter. Speak to a dietitian for more detailed advice. You should also follow any guidelines your hospital has given you when choosing your food. Chapter 2, Tips for Eating and Drinking. This chapter contains tips on what can help if you experience side effects that affect you eating and drinking, plus things to avoid. Some of these tips might seem to go against standard healthy eating. That can come at a later stage when you're further into your recovery and your weight is stable and energy levels have improved. If you have a poor appetite, A. Eat little and often. Try snacks and small meals 5 to 6 times a day. B. Find meals that are quick to prepare, especially for when you're tired. C. Choose foods which are high in calories and protein. D. Go for what you really fancy and crave. And E. Avoid low-fat and healthy versions of foods. To boost your energy and weight, A. Eat high-protein, energy-rich foods such as meat, fish, eggs, pulses, tofu, dairy, or vegan-friendly options. B. Boost calories by adding butter, cheese, cream, avocado, olive oil, coconut, nuts, honey, or seeds to your dishes. And C. Don't fill up on low-calorie food like watery soup or diet or low-fat alternatives. If you have a sore mouth, A. Brush your teeth regularly using a soft-bristled brush. B. Eat ice chips, lollies, ice cream, jellies, yogurts and custards. C. Eat soft, creamy food like purees, stews and casseroles. And D. Avoid foods that are hot, spicy, sharp or hard, and sticky food like peanut butter. If you're feeling or being sick, A. Eat dry foods like toast or crackers. B. Sit upright before and after eating. C. Eat or drink ginger and peppermint. D. Eat cold foods as they can smell less. E. Try and distract yourself while eating. For example, talk to someone, watch TV, or listen to the radio or a podcast. F. Avoid greasy, fried, smelly, very sweet food. And G. Keep away from the smell of cooking. If you're constipated, A. Eat high-fibre foods, B. Drink lots of fluids, and C. Go for gentle walks to stimulate your bowels. If you have diarrhoea, A. Drink lots of water, B. Eat plain, low-fibre foods such as white bread, pasta, noodles, potatoes without skin, fish, eggs, tofu, cheese, fruits and vegetables without their skin or pith. C. Avoid alcohol and coffee. D. Avoid rich, high-sugar or high-fat foods. And E. Avoid sorbitol, the sweetener, which can be found in fizzy drinks. If food tastes like cardboard or cotton wool, try tart foods like citrus fruit or add a squeeze of lemon or lime to your food before serving. If food tastes metallic, use sauces, spices or marinades to adjust the flavour of iron-rich red meat. Or switch to different sources of protein like chicken, turkey, fish or lentils. Use plastic or wooden cooking and eating utensils too. If food is bland or tasteless, try stronger flavours like marinades and spices to make your meals more interesting. If water doesn't taste nice, use cordials or fruit juices to make it easier to drink. Make a list of foods you like or are able to eat. Make the most of those and experiment with new foods. Try 1 to 2 new foods per day and make a note of which foods you are able to eat. Your taste will change over time. If you try something and don't like it, give it a week or two and try again. Chapter 3. Do I need to follow food safety advice? As your immune system and gut are recovering after a transplant, you'll be more vulnerable to infections. It's important to follow general food safety and hygiene advice. This means washing your hands and a clean, safe approach in preparing, cooking, thawing and storing your food. Find out more from the Food Standards Agency, food.gov.uk. If your transplant team have told you to avoid foods which are considered to have a high risk of bacteria, find out more about a nootropenic diet on Blood Cancer UK's webpage, bloodcancer.org.uk/infection. Chapter 4. Eating well for long-term recovery. Some people find that during their recovery they struggle to eat well, have problems with diabetes, have high blood pressure, or become overweight. It's natural to want to reduce the risk of your condition returning after transplant, but there is no scientific evidence that any diet or supplement can cure blood cancer or blood disorders. It's vital that your body can get the nourishment and energy it needs, so avoid cutting out individual foods or food groups. If you're thinking of taking any supplements, ask your transplant team first if they are safe. It's important not to make any changes to your diet until you are well enough. If you are underweight, don't have much appetite, or have any other eating or drinking issues, get support from your GP, transplant team, or a dietitian. When your appetite has returned to how it was before treatment, making nutritious food choices and looking after your body can help you manage side effects, your general health, energy levels, and can improve your mood. This means you could A. Eat more fruit and vegetables. Fresh, frozen and tinned all count. B. Choose foods high in fibre to support your gut health. Oats, whole grain cereal, whole wheat pasta and bread, and nuts. C. Eat less fast food and processed food high in fat and sugar. D. Avoid processed meat and limit red meat. E. Limit sugary drinks. And F, limit alcohol to less than 14 units per week. The NHS Eat Well Guide is a good guide to the type of foods and drinks to aim for. nhs.uk/eatwellguide.
Regular exercise and avoiding alcohol and heavy meals really helps me to manage chronic fatigue.
Mel, who had a stem cell transplant to treat chronic myelomonocytic leukemia, CMML. Chapter 5. 5 ways to make eating well a habit. 1. Be kind to yourself. Eating well doesn't mean completely depriving yourself of your favourite foods. Healthy eating should be sustainable but can include treats. You can also try new foods or interesting recipes. Eating should still be enjoyable. For inspiration, try the World Cancer Research Fund Recipe Finder. wcrf-uk.org/food. 2. Make small changes. It might be something simple like eating more fruit with your breakfast or adding some extra vegetables to your dinner. 3. Make smart swaps. Swap your usual foods with healthier alternatives rather than cutting them out altogether. Instead of eating a sweet snack, you could go for a healthier version. Try the NHS Healthier Food Swaps, nhs.uk/healthier-families/food-facts/healthier-food-swaps. 4. Make it easy for yourself. It helps to have nutritious food on hand, so stock up your cupboards and fridge. Take healthy snacks when you're out and about. When you're cooking, make a bit extra with each meal to have the next day, or batch cook meals at the weekend for the freezer. And 5. Share your success. It can be easier to stick to changes if you let other people know what you're doing. Tell friends and family about what delicious meals and snacks you have planned, or share on our Patients and Families Forum. antonynolan.org/forum. Chapter 6. Getting active. Stem cell transplants and the associated medication can cause side effects such as stiff joints, achy and weak muscles, reduced bone density, and fatigue and tiredness. This can affect your energy and fitness levels as well as your ability to complete everyday tasks. The good news is that being more active can help you cope better before, during, and after your transplant. Being more active can boost your mood and well-being, reduce extreme tiredness, fatigue, improve your strength and fitness, prevent osteoporosis, bone thinning, and reduce your risk of heart disease and some cancers. Other people who have had a stem cell transplant say that being active also helps reduce their stress. Being active with others can also combat loneliness, but be sure to check with your transplant team to make sure it's safe for you to be around others after transplant.
Being in isolation immediately after the transplant was soul-destroying, and opportunities for exercise were very limited. However, when I had to go outside of my room for an X-ray, I persuaded the porter I could walk to the appointment. What a difference this short journey made to my well-being, with both my mental and physical condition benefiting enormously.
Dave, who had a stem cell transplant after being diagnosed with myelodysplastic syndromes, MDS, and then acute myeloid leukemia, AML. Before your transplant. It's normally safe to exercise before your transplant. Building up your fitness is often recommended as it can help with your recovery after transplant. This is part of prehabilitation, prehab. Your hospital might have a prehab program for you. If not, ask your medical team about it. They should still be able to offer advice. Gentle exercise such as walking, using an exercise bike, or dancing can improve your stamina and strength. Exercises like yoga, Pilates, and Tai Chi can strengthen muscles, make you more flexible, and help you relax, which could also be good for your mental health. Early recovery. It's important and normally okay to continue doing some exercises while you're still in hospital or recovering at home. Not being active will cause muscle weakness, leading to increased fatigue. Check with your transplant team or physiotherapist if you're not sure what you're able to do. What is a physiotherapist? Physiotherapists are experts in finding the best ways for people going through a transplant to be active. This may involve exercise programs or advice on everyday activities. If you need physiotherapy while you are in hospital, the physiotherapist will come and see you on the ward. Otherwise, you can ask your GP or transplant team to refer you. What is an occupational therapist? Occupational therapists provide practical support to help you do the activities that matter to you. It is normal to feel fatigued during and following treatment. You should slowly start to resume your daily routine, but recognise you may need help with some activities of daily living. Occupational therapists can help to manage this by giving you tips on how to save your energy and pace yourself, or by providing aids and adaptations. Top tips. A. If your transplant team agrees, you could try exercises in your hospital room, even in your bed or chair. B. Walking and moving regularly will help, for example, getting up every day to have a shower and sitting out of bed. C. Even doing very gentle exercises or stretches can help with your circulation. This is important, especially when you don't feel like getting up and moving around the room. D. Exercise can help break the day up and give you a sense of routine while you are in hospital. E. Break down activities into small chunks with some rest in between. F. A hospital physiotherapist may be able to give you some suitable exercises and stretches. And G. Try Blood Cancer UK's simple exercise videos that you can do lying or sitting down. bloodcancer.org.uk/support-4-you/living-well/keeping-active.
Especially in the early stages of recovery, just walking around the block felt like a major achievement and combated the effects of being stuck at home.
Mel, who had a stem cell transplant to treat chronic myelomonocytic leukemia, CMML. Chapter 7, Exercising Safely. It's normally safe for most people to do some light to moderate exercise during recovery. This level of exercise means that you will increase your breathing rate, but you should still be able to talk. More strenuous exercise should wait until your immune system has recovered and your energy levels have improved. If you're still going to hospital for issues related to your transplant or you have other health problems, check with your medical team or a physiotherapist about what is safe for you to do. They will be able to advise on how to progress based on your own fitness levels and how you are recovering. Speak to your doctor and avoid exercise if you have any of the following: very low blood counts, new pain in your bones, neck or back, severe persistent headaches, low platelet count below 20 or problems with blood clotting, pain in the chest, arm or jaw, irregular heart rate, feeling or being sick or diarrhea, that's runny poo, fever, a sign of infection, a sudden weakness in your muscles, recent pain or swelling in your joints, or recent dizziness or fainting. Chapter 8, Keeping Active for Long-Term Recovery. Whatever your fitness level before your transplant, exercise can be tricky if you haven't done much for a while. It's normally a good idea to start small. Remember, recovery is different for everyone and you may encounter setbacks along the way. Don't let this dishearten you. If and when you are ready, try building activity into your daily routine. As a general guide, aim to A. Cut down the amount of time you spend sitting down if you can. If you're watching TV, resting in bed or working at a computer, get up every 30 minutes and move around if possible. B. Do 20 to 30 minutes of moderate activity daily, like short walks, housework or using a static bike. You can break it down to chunks of 3 to 5 minutes if you need to. C. Try activities to keep your muscles strong at least twice a week. And D. Try activities that can improve your balance and reduce your risk of falling at least twice a week. We are undefeatable, weareundefeatable.co.uk, and Macmillan, Macmillan, that's macmillan.org/movemore, have lots of other activity ideas. How to build up your activity levels. A. Create some short-term and long-term goals. Make them realistic and achievable. B. Keep track of your activities for 1 week, either in a diary, on your phone, or using an app. C. Pick one activity you can do now. Do this every day and start small. For example, walk to the end of the garden, march on the spot, or try a one-minute exercise. D. Increase how often you do this activity over weeks or months. Try it twice a day instead of once. E. Increase how long you do it over weeks or months. Try it for 10 minutes instead of 5. And F. Increase how hard you work when you're doing it. Stay motivated. Doing something is always better than doing nothing. On the days that you aren't feeling motivated to go for your walk or complete an exercise program, something as little as doing 30 seconds of marching on the spot can make a big difference.
Having a goal to help you get going is paramount. Even if that goal is, by 3 days' time, I will be able to hang out all the washing or walk to the end gate.
Joanna, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. Chapter 9. Types of exercise. It's good to do a bit of each of these four different types of exercise. Speak to your transplant team about any types of exercise you should avoid. Aerobic. This is good for increasing your breathing and heart rate, keeping your heart, lungs and circulatory system healthy. Try walking, cycling, running, dancing, an aerobics class or team sports like football. Balance. This is good for improving the muscles that help you balance and can help prevent falls. Try yoga and tai chi or simple exercises like standing on one leg. Resistance. This is good for making your muscles stronger. Try lifting weights, using a resistance band, and everyday activities like carrying shopping. And flexibility. This is good for lengthening your muscles and improving movements in your joints. Try yoga, tai chi, or Pilates. Chapter 10. Getting support. Speak to your transplant team or GP if you have any concerns about exercise or are interested in getting a referral for physiotherapy. They could also help with accessing exercise classes for free or at a reduced cost. Some gyms have programs for people who have had cancer or other illnesses. Your local hospital and support centres, such as Maggie's or Macmillan Cancer Support, will also have more information. Chapter 11. 5 ways to make physical activity a habit. 1. Do what you love. It's easier to stick to something you enjoy that doesn't take much effort or planning. You don't have to join a gym or an exercise class. What about going for a walk, dancing at home to music, or gardening? 2. Make activity a routine. See if you can build more activity into your daily life. You could try walking instead of taking the bus or driving, using the stairs instead of the lift, carrying your shopping home, doing some cleaning or DIY, or practicing your balance while waiting for the kettle to boil or brushing your teeth. 3. Set clear goals. It helps to write down some specific goals and plan for what might get in the way. For example, I will go for a walk every day after breakfast. If it's raining, I will do an exercise video indoors instead. Use our My Transplant Tracker app to track your progress. anthonynolan.org/MyTransplantTracker. 4. Build in rest and relaxation. Getting a good night's sleep and making time to rest and unwind can help with your recovery and reduce tiredness. You could try relaxation exercises, massages, or meditation. Mind has some useful relaxation tips. mind.org.uk/relaxation. And 5. Set yourself a challenge. Having something to work towards can be good motivation. You could try the NHS Couch to 5K programme or Park Run, parkrun.org.uk, to get into running, or train for the British Transplant Games. Find out more about the British Transplant Games at anthonynolan.org/BTG.
It's curious that you can feel completely exhausted, but a short 15 to 20 minute walk can actually make a huge difference. It also gives me the energy and motivation to tackle things I've been avoiding doing.
Mel, who had a stem cell transplant to treat chronic myelomonocytic leukemia, CMML.
The biggest impact on my recovery was accepting that it was down to me learning about the importance of nutrition and prioritizing my sleep, rest, and daily exercise.
Simon, who had a stem cell transplant to treat aplastic anemia. Thank you for listening to this audio booklet. If you have any questions on this topic, please email patientinfo@anthonynolan.org or call us on 0303 303 0303. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44044. Email address info@a2i.co.uk and web address www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 39167.